Hello, my name is Chantel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Oh, this is a live person?
It is.
Oh, cool. I thought it was recording. No, I'm not trying to find testing. I was actually referred to you by Huntsville Hospital.
Okay. How may I help you?
Okay, so I'm 59 years old. I know all the restrictions, all the requirements as far as 75 and 65 and people with existing health conditions and that and the other thing. At 59, I'm a single parent with sole custody of an 11-year-old. I've had pneumonia probably about a dozen times out of my life. I'm pretty susceptible to it. I've had pneumonia twice since November. Once this past November, which I was able to get over with the right medications and proper care. And then once a couple of weeks ago, I was hospitalized for 4 days at Huntsville Hospital, Maine, for pneumonia. And so there's I guess I'm kind of a high risk kind of a person. I don't know. I'm trying to find out, get some information, see what the requirements are. Number one, I guess I don't want to die from pneumonia and COVID. And of course, I don't want to leave my 11-year-old without a parent.
Yes, sir. So are you trying to get information about the vaccine shot?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you can contact the vaccine appointment line at 855.
Hold on just a minute. Let me get a pen because I've contacted a couple of those. It's like if you're 75 or older, you know, fill out the information. Well, you know, of course, I'm not 75 or older, so.
Yes, sir. You can still be pre-registered once they do start for your age required.
Gotcha.
855-566-5333.
Okay, and so it's simply in my particular circumstance, it's strictly going to be based on age, not anything to do with the fact that I've already had pneumonia in the last 2 months twice.
Oh, well, it's not up to us to accept or deny that. So I'm not exactly sure. But you can still pre-register. But I'm not sure if they'll
right.
take you first or it'll be, or if they're going by ages only, regardless
okay.
of the information.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. I mean, if I call this number, you know, is there actually going to be a live person that listens to the circumstance or is it going to be, hey, no, you're only 59, you'll get it when it's available kind of a deal?
I'm not exactly sure, but right now they're doing 75 and older. Effective February the 8th, they'll do 65 and older. But due to your conditions...
That's what I'm running into.
I'm sorry?
I said that's what I've been running into. It's just an age thing and not necessarily a condition or pre-existing or what have you. You know, because if I actually get the COVID and then get pneumonia based off of that, then I'm probably dead. You know, fortunately, I've had pneumonia twice, but didn't have COVID. So,
yes, sir.
You know,
I understand. And I apologize, but we really don't have much information about if they will accept you first due to your conditions.
Okay. But there, so you'll be able to get in touch with a live person on this line you gave me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, dog.
You're welcome. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. So thank you for
thank
calling.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.